WCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. Your life reimagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing on you, baby.
248-545-SOUL. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrian. And together,
we are
Voices of Soul. And I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. My website, GeneAdrian.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. I've got a ton of tools to help you grow. So while you're on my website, please sign up for my newsletter. I'll give you a free trial membership to the online version of my InnerSpeak cards, and you can also book a private session with me for more in-depth clearing. Lori?
Huh. I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years' experience, an intuitive holistic healer for the past 20 years, with about 25 different healing modalities, plus a couple of my own. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at intuitivesoul.com. You can book a private session with me. You can book a private session with Jean on her site, GeneAdrian.com, or you can take advantage of our special, which is we do a half hour. The two of us go into more in-depth and personal information, and it's only $75. We will definitely talk more about this as the show goes on. I thought we would talk about your newsletter this last few weeks, Jean, although I guess we could talk about the fact we could talk about
the beginning that newsletter. I'm on a roll. I have decided to really explore intimacy and relationships in depth, and because obviously it's a lesson I need to learn, Lori. Mm. You know, the last relationship that I've been in, I was complaining because there was no intimacy there. So it occurred to me, I don't even really know what intimacy is, and that's why I wrote that newsletter. And so I went to the dictionary to figure it out, you know? And then I went to Wikipedia to figure out even more of it. And, you know, it's really interesting. How can you have intimacy in your life if you don't even know what it is, right?
Well, that's a good point. I think that's a point that is more than just intimacy. I think that pretty much is almost everything that we're looking for. We keep looking for these things, and I don't think we know what the definition of them are because they're internal things, and they're not really
right. They're
not really things that you can express through words or understanding. But I did think it was interesting how you usually I break down when I'm looking for a relationship into the, you know, the emotional, the physical. The physical is, like you said, you know, got that one down usually.
Yeah.
I like the emotional aspect, although that one has been an interesting journey for me. But mentally,
yeah.
I'm usually is a very connected, and spiritually, like those are the things I look for. You broke it down into different areas using physical and I believe emotional, but you then broke it into two different areas.
Well, what I found when I looked on Wikipedia, this is where I found it, is that the types of intimacy are physical, emotional, cognitive, and experiential.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, it's maybe just a different way of looking at that mental part. You know, in the last, I guess the last 2 years, I've been really dealing with that cognitive stuff. So the emotional, the intimacy in the last relationship that I was in has been completely in the head.
Right.
There was no emotional intimacy, and there was really, I thought, no experiential intimacy until I said that to my astrologer, and she said, "Well, Jean, I would say that's exactly what you've been dealing with for the last 2 years, is experiential intimacy and what intimacy isn't versus what it is."
Hmm.
And I thought, well, you got a point there. I'm experiencing a lack of it.
Yes, experiential is an interesting term because I would put experiential and physical the same. Now, spiritual, I would put completely different than experiential.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting because I think, you know, we tend to really want to look for intimacy. But as we're talking about this, I know that a lot of people are, everybody's actually been quite quiet lately. But I know that by the end of the show, everybody will be like, bopping us to get some guidance. So I would invite you to call in now so that we can offer you our guidance. Jean does the Inner Speak cards, and I do a reading so you can get a clearing and a reading. Give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback right on the homepage. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting. The clearer you are, the clearer we are and able to offer you guidance.
Absolutely. Because, you know, the one thing that I really figured out with this is that we teach what we need to learn, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I decided I'm going to create a workshop about relationships, and I'm going to teach what I need to learn, and then hopefully through sharing my insights with other people in a real open and communicative way, maybe I'll learn something, you know, because at 65, you would think I would have figured this out by now.
Yeah, I don't know that it's an age thing. I think it's I don't even know where to put that.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I know, like I said, I know what isn't working for me. And, you know, I know that there's been something missing in my relationship for the last 2 years. And I want to call it intimacy. I mean, you know, we're good friends. The relationship hasn't ended. But I want more. And, you know, my first jump would be to say he's not capable of that. But then if I say that, you know, you name it, you got it. So what is it about me that's not capable of receiving that level of intimacy? You know, that's where I'm at the raw place right now of trying to figure that one out.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting place that we can all sort of go to if we're in that space of awareness, if we're in that place of wanting to be, part of me wants to say awake, but it's more than that. I mean, you're identifying something that's not been working and wanting to get to a place of, you know, well, what would that look like or feel like, or how would you know whether you had it? And
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, my mellow age that I am now, I've had lots of relationships. I mean, good Lord, I've been married 4 times, you know, and I've had, besides that, I've had 3 really long-term relationships outside of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So none of them have really kind of hit the nail on the head, if you get my drift.
Right.
You know, I would like at some point in time before I leave this earth plane to experience that relationship with the beloved that is reciprocal. And, you know, I've been trying to define, okay, what's that going to look like for me?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, completely giving, non-judgmental, supportive, balanced, understanding, passionate. What are some other words?
I like the concept that I think about, which is, you know, walking hand in hand beside one another, with not someone leading, but just together walking, and really, you know, I don't need to have the person be exactly me. Because
right.
I find it
that
you know,
boring,
balance
I think.
Sorry?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I asked you the same thing. I didn't know what you said there.
Oh, I said that would be boring.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know if it would be boring. I think it would be very interesting. But I think, you know, we come to this place of being able to see the divine within both of us. And I think, you know, that's the bigger thing when you say beloved, of course, and you've mentioned this before. I mean, we have to see the beloved within ourselves. And I really think that that's the area that we fall short from. As much as we try, I think that that's probably the area that we fall short. And because we cannot see the divine within ourselves, we find it very difficult to see the divine in somebody else. We can, when we're in a space, a certain space, we can certainly open up and be, you know, there for other people. But I think the way to fully align with, you know, what you're wanting to create outside of you is to bring all of that within you. So, you know, for me, like, the qualities certainly are important, but it's really being able to recognize you, your own divinity, your own beloved, your own, you know, expansive and divine, perfectly divine and perfectly already, you know, perfect. And being able to express that. And I think once you can do that, then that radiates out to someone else that is within that same energy. And I think that's when you get a soul group contract that comes to you, from a different perspective than one that is, you know, there teaching you, but someone that's right. All aligned. But I don't, you know, it's an interesting, I think it can be a lot of fun, but I think that's where we get caught up the most is, you know, we get caught up in our karmic relationships, and we know that the karma is because we, you know, we haven't stepped into our own divinity. We haven't, you know, fully embraced and fully accepted, you know, the divine that we are. And I think that's where it has to start.
Yeah. Exactly. And I agree with you completely. You know, those are the words that I've been journaling for the last 2 weeks, Lori, you know, but yet I don't, that's still cognitive. It's still in my head. And I'm not in the experiential place of that yet, apparently.
Right.
It's
interesting.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. One of my co-hosts who, I had a private session with, she channels Archangel Raphael, and, she gave some very fascinating information and techniques for me to do for 30 days. And one of them is to literally create an altar with my own picture and to have the altar so that there's, you know, a candle, blessed water, possibly, you know, a flower, just a way to make it very beautiful. And that to actually to bow in front of that picture 12 times for the next 30 days, each morning or each evening, and, you know, say the words, I see you, I know you are divine, I love you, and I respect you. And, you know, just to put as much love and appreciation into that into 30 days. And I have to say, you know, not every day has been beautiful and perfect, but when I do that exercise, and I've tried to do it every day, I've missed one, half of it. But it is very empowering.
Well, I'm going to do that. I'm absolutely going to do that, because that sounds like a great way to start for me to help shift me out of this neutral place.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But you know what? Aren't we getting close to a break here?
We are, and we do have an instant feedback. So, Diane, we will be with you when we get back. And also, this would be a great time to call in. But, yes, I think it's time to go
All
for
right.
break.
So why don't I take us to break, and then we will we'll get with Diane when we get back. So it's time for us to acknowledge our sponsors. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk more about relationships. And we'll provide you with readings and clearings. So call in now. The number is 248-545-7685. You're listening to Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, coaching and clearing sessions. Learn more online at GeneAdrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's NewsSkyRadio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Got my window open wide. I got my window open wide. Got a good woman by my side. Got a good woman by my side. Now this kind of day has no night. Yeah, this kind of day has no night. And I ain't got much on my mind. I ain't got much on my mind. Cause I know something good this way comes. Now watching the streets filling up. Watching the streets filling up. In the shade of the summer sun. In the shade of the summer sun. Got sweet apple pie on the stove. Got sweet apple pie on the stove. The birds, they're all flying low. The birds, they're all flying low. Cause they know something good this way comes. Yeah, something good this way comes. The trouble doll is not moving mountains, but digging the ground that you're on. If it's true that good fortune gives no change, we got just what it takes. Call it up on my coat. Call it up on my coat. Trucks are pulling it for the show. Trucks are pulling it for the show. Grasshopper jump in the road. Grasshopper jump in the road. Kids, they're all running home. The kids, they're all running home. Cause they know something good this way comes. Yeah, something good this way comes. The trouble dog is not moving mountains, but digging the ground that you're on. If it's true that good fortune gives no change, we got just what it takes. Something good this way.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Voices of Soul. I'm Lori Houston. Today, Gene Adrian and I were talking about intimacy, and we're here to assist you with readings and clearings on intimacy or whatever it is that you're wanting to talk about. We didn't mention the M word that's happening as of Wednesday that is seeming to already affect a lot of people, and certainly it affected you this morning or this afternoon, Gene. But yeah. You can give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know. We do have one instant feedback, so we may as well look at that now. But it's been one of those interesting last little whiles, really. The solstice and the full moon and Jupiter's moving into Cancer, so that depending on where Cancer is on your chart there's lots of stuff going on, man.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that this instant feedback is right in alignment though with what we're talking about today, and we love it when that happens.
Yes. Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, so Diane's question is, do we see a down-to-earth man coming into her life, romance, partnership, and appreciate any insight that we have? All right, so perfect. Sorry, I've been just shuffling as I was talking and not feeling them out.
I do that, too.
You know. Okay, well, I see actually good news for you, Diane. It looks like something is coming up for you for sure. I'm going to say this summer. So yes, happy official summer to you as well. I'm going to say definitely, Diane, something's happening. So there looks like there's a lot of success around you with regards to love. Somebody's offering you love, so holding a cup out to you. It's an energy that I think you're going to find similar to your father's. And I don't know what that means for you, but a very, you know, very strong, I would say definitely down to earth, very strong man who works hard. It looks like a very good relationship and you're being rewarded. So you've obviously done a lot of work around this area and you're opening yourself up. I'm sure that Gina's going to offer you something to make sure that this comes in quickly and effortlessly for you. But it looks like it's coming regardless. So that's good news. I always like good news first thing.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, and really the only thing that's standing between you and this relationship, Diane, is an ancestral issue. This is something that happened to your maternal grandmother, your mother's mother. And what the cards say is that either she was forced into or out of a partnership or marriage, and a child or a loved one was taken away, and it left her soul feeling alienated and alone. And that's where you've kind of been, you know, with your soul feeling all alone and alienated, because that's, you know, her issue that you connect into. And she had a belief in struggle, so relationships weren't easy for her, and maybe you've sort of dealt with that as well. But it's time to put that aside. So all of your grandmother's issues are holding in your heart center. I want you to put your attention on your heart center, Diane, and just open it up and allow it to release all the old wounds that you're holding on to that actually belong to your grandmother. And just let your heart heal itself so that you are ready with a healed heart for this new relationship. And then I want you to find your grandmother's soul. And I want you to hold her by the hand, and the two of you walk into the beautiful violet bonfire of transformation, and let all this struggle and this aloneness and all these heart issues be burned away from both of you. And then when she steps out the other side of the fire, I want you to create a beautiful traveling vehicle. Let's help your grandmother go to the light. And I want you to create a beautiful bottle like the I Dream of Jeannie bottle. And invite her to step inside and just hand the bottle to an angel and let the angel take her soul to where it belongs. And the blessings that you receive for doing this work, Diane, the first one is release from overwhelm, and the second one is a healing of your heart from your awakened inner. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing, so just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, teachers, and guides. And we thank you for instant feedbacking in to us, and best of luck with this new summer relationship.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Oh, yeah, so I know lots of people have questions. It doesn't have to be about relationships, but it's one of the areas that we're looking at today. So if you you want to talk about intimacy, give us a call or anything else. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know. Yeah, so I think a lot of people are being impacted maybe by the pre-shadow of the M word that's happening on Wednesday.
Right.
But they're I think there was a lot of stuff going on.
There's so many things that I wanted to do and I wanted to get done before Wednesday. And I think we're really in that shadow now. And even though I do have to go get on an airplane this afternoon to fly back to Atlanta, I'm just going to see that that's going smoothly, easily, peacefully, and harmoniously. But the rest of the stuff's just going to have to wait for 3 weeks. I wanted to invest in one of those Square credit card processing things now that I've got a new smartphone.
Yep.
But I'm not going to do that right now. I think it's better to wait.
Right.
You know? And there was, seems like there was something else I was interested in that had to do with communications or technology or whatever, and I decided to wait on that as well.
Yeah. It's a little bit longer than 3 weeks this time, but yeah.
Yeah, it is a long one, isn't it?
Yeah, it goes to the 20th of July.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
To hunker down and do RE things like research, rest.
Yes. I think, you know, it's in communication, it's going to be in Cancer. So the communication that it's going to impact the most has more to do with family and relationships than it does, and our home, than it does necessarily other things. But so you have to, the only thing you would, I mean, you know, still don't sign contracts, but, you know, don't start maybe something brand new, but just, you know, it's, I don't think it's, you know, we do give it a bad name. I think, you know, it definitely can impact our communication and things. But, I wouldn't put your life on hold. Just, you know, maybe not start brand new things or,
right.
Electronics can be a little bit iffy. Although I think that little Square thing is probably, you're probably okay.
Yeah. Do you use one of those?
I don't have a touch screen phone, so until I get the Q10, I can't use it.
Well, what I realized, because, you know, I got the new BlackBerry, and it's a touch screen, but they don't make an app for it. But what I realized is I have a Nook tablet that's Android, and I think it'll work with that.
It will, but it will also work with your – they said that it works fine with the Z10, so I can't imagine it not working with the Q10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I just need to call them and talk to them about it then.
Yeah, because it has a touch screen, it's fine. Because there's areas when the strip at the back doesn't work, then they have to be able to sign. So you have to have a touch screen to use the Square up. But yeah.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, so you know, things are starting to turn around. I know for me. It's okay. It's all good. It's all good. And, you know, I think the next issue, my next newsletter is going to be talking about types of relationships from the standpoint of, you know, people are always looking for their soulmate. And that's one of those ones where I tell people, you better be careful what you ask for. Because like you were talking earlier, that's a karmic relationship. And that's usually a lot of hard work, isn't it?
Oh, I wouldn't say a soul group relationship is a karmic one. Not at all.
You know? Okay.
No.
So how do you look at that one? Because I'm doing research right now.
I think the soul relation, like, I think that's a conversation on its own. We're probably just about to get to go to break again. But
sure.
A soulmate is part of our soul group. So we have lots of people that are contracted to come to us. Our soul group means it's here to assist us to evolve our soul, regardless.
Right.
So it's difficult only in that if we're not evolving our soul, if we're not moving forward, then all of the stuff that we are here to work through is going to come through in a relationship. And that happens regardless. But karmic relationships are the ones where they are not necessarily at all, well, probably not at all part of our soul group, but that our partners that we continue to bring life after life that we didn't finish something with, and we are finishing up whatever karmic lesson that the two of us were working on together. But a soul group, I don't see it, you know, as one person. There's a whole group that we're connected to, and from that, I believe we you know, they're there to help us work on our soul lessons. And so it's quite a bit different. It's usually very empowering. I have a completely different concept of the twin flame, but why don't we go to break and we'll talk about all that.
All right, so I'll take us to break, and then we'll talk about more of this stuff when we come back. You're listening to Jean Adrian and Lori Houston on Voices of Soul. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com, and while you're there, be sure to sign up for my newsletter, and I'll give you a free subscription to the online version of the the InterSpeak cards that I'm using today to do clearings. And so after the break, we're going to bring you more messages and clearings, so call in now. Number's 248-545-7685, or come in on Instant Feedback. And we'll be right back, so stay tuned. This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
CBS Radio's The New Sky, New Horizons, no boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori, balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call out 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky, newskyradio.com.
Welcome back. Voices of Soul is a show dedicated to assist you to receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Jean Adrian can be found on her website, jeanadrian.com, and myself, Lori Houston, can be found at intuitivesoul.com. Jean's with us every second and fourth Monday of the month now, and we're talking about intimacy. If you have a question or you want some guidance and some clearing, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in and instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting. And we'll be here for you. So we've been sort of talking about some different things about, but we did looks like we have another instant feedback from another Diane. Who said that the last one we did was just what she thought was for her. So she struggles with being without loving relationships and success, guidance gracefully accepted. All right. So let's see what we have for you, Diane. Okay. I get that the struggle part is slightly different, and well, this looks pretty good. Okay. All right. So I'm seeing for you, Diane, that there's going to be some opportunities coming up for you. This may be what we were talking about just before the break with regards to karmic versus soul relationships. I'm going to say that there's a little bit of mix in there. There's going to be some karmic relationships coming to you first. So there's going to be opportunities. There's going to be more than just one relationship coming up, but so it's the loving part of the relationship that is probably where you want to focus your energy, but just I would say just be really, really open and just allow whatever comes to you to just sort of play itself out. See what happens. Don't try to judge it. Don't try to automatically start thinking about changing your name and when you're going to get married. Just go out, enjoy yourself, and allow everything to sort of play out. Just really open your heart this time to see what is available and there for you. There's possibilities, which means there's going to be a couple people coming to you. And I do seek success in love, but this is more around you than it is around a male coming into your life. This is more about you coming in and accepting your own power, your own divinity, accepting, you know, your own intuition. So following your intuition, I think, is going to be huge in the next little while as to which relationships you're going to want to pursue and which ones you know are not right, but maybe have something that you like maybe the physical aspect is something that you're attracted to, even though there's a part of you that knows that this is not what you want. So I'm going to say trust your intuition here the most. So this is more about you learning and growing and evolving into a more divine essence of who you are. So just really allow them to play out, have fun, and don't get caught up in the game. Jean?
Yeah, and boy, oh, Diane, this is one of those clearings where I wish I had you on the phone so I could ask you questions and get feedback, because this goes back, this struggle around relationships goes back to your birth, sweetie. So the first card I pulled as far as the source was overwhelmed by an authority figure. And then, so I went to get more detail and I pulled another red card and it said it was a birth issue. So what the setup around your birth is, according to the cards, says punished for another's misdeeds and betrayed and lied to. What this has done to your soul and why you're still having issues about not being able to create the relationship you want, it says lack of forgiveness is blocking resolution. The stuck belief from your birth is I am broken. So it feels like somewhere around your birth you internalized or inferred that there was something wrong with you, which is the lie. And whoever it was that said that was really laying their own trip on you as a tiny little baby, which I can't even imagine. But, you know, as children, as babies and as children, we're so cognizant of everything that's going on around us. And so you heard something that you should never have, your little baby ears should never have heard, because it wasn't true. But you took it to heart and believed that it was. Because you're not broken, sweetie. There's nothing wrong with you. And you're divinely perfect just the way you are. So let's fix this right here, right now. Diane, I want you to go back and find little baby Diane. I want you to find your little infant self right after birth. And I want you to hold her in your arms. I want you to connect heart to heart with little baby Diane. And I want you to ask her, oh, sweetie, what can I do to help you? And listen to what she says, and whatever it is that she needs from you, just give it to her, because you can. and you've got a lot of old stuck energy inside your body and out in your field. And these are thought forms that started at your birth and that you continued to build on as you were a little child. And it's all this stuff about being broken, being not good enough. And what I want you to do is I want you to ask God and the angels to clear out all this thought form energy out of your body and out of your field and just send it to the light. And then finally, I want you to imagine that you're standing in front of a big mirror. And in that mirror, you're going to, the image that you see of yourself is one who is broken, who is not good enough. I want you to blow on that image and blow that image away so that you can see who you really are, the powerful being of light that is Diane, that is her own beloved, so that you can begin to attract to yourself the relationships that Lori sees for you. And you receive blessings from the angels for doing this work today and for contacting us. Diane, the first blessing is renewed faith in yourself. And your second blessing is synchronistic flow and good fortune. And it's gratitude that this clearing, so just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides. And we thank you for contacting us and enjoy those relationships that are coming up for you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, so, did you want to discuss more about the difference between soul?
Yeah, well, yeah. So we were getting ready to talk about twin flames.
Twin flames.
So how do you look at twin flames?
The way they are discussed, I don't believe that that is, because the concept of twin flames is that we were whole and we mm-hmm. were divided and that yeah. we were forever searching for that other half. And I don't believe
right.
we were ever not whole. I think that we are God. There's no way that we would not be whole. In looking at that, it would suggest that absolutely everybody would be our twin flame because, you know, God, yeah, yeah. I from anything that I have been taught and anything from what I've believed, I don't believe in that. But I do believe that our soul group is a soul group. It's the people that we, you know, we connect with, that we are evolving with, that growing with. It is possible from, you know, some of the things that I've looked at that we have more than one soul group that we are working with, so that mm-hmm. we may be involved with, you know, a soul group from the angelic realm and et cetera. So there may be more than just one group, which means there are more opportunities and more, but usually a soul group has, you know, a number of people in them. And when they come to us, they're not all romantic for sure. Some of them,
right.
you know, are our teachers, some of them could be our parents, our siblings. But the one that, you know, that we think about the most is the romantic one. And sometimes that can be absolutely beautiful. And sometimes it can be a lot of work. I think honestly, relationships are work. There's nothing easy about a relationship. I think we, you know, we grow and evolve with all of them. And the more we can move into our own divinity and be more present and aware, the more, you know, our relationships will be evolved.
Exactly. You know, many years ago, I don't know, it's probably 5 or 6 years ago now, I had a really good intuitive tell me that my soulmate, one of my soulmates, was actually my boss. Because I worked for the same guy at 4 different companies during the time that I was in the corporate world. And she said, yeah, he's your soulmate. And I was like, ew, gross, you know. But I realized that she was right. You know, we had a strong commitment to each other to learn and grow, to help each other learn and grow. And he was a fabulous mentor for me. And I brought to him a lot of the spiritual stuff that, you know, I exposed him to stuff that he wouldn't have been exposed to in his own little conservative world, you know, had he not met me. So I completely get that. And there was nothing romantic there at all,
right.
you know. So, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yep. Well, I think it's time for a break.
I think you're right. So this is our last break for today. I'm Jean Adrian, and if you like the work that Lori and I are doing today and you want more in-depth clearing, you can visit me on my website, jeanadrian.com, or you can visit Lori on her website, intuitivesoul.com, and you can sign up with private sessions with either one of us. But we also have a special just for Sky listeners. So when we come back from break, we're going to tell you more about how to get in touch with us. Take advantage of our half an hour special with Lori and I together in a private, and it's just $75. So Lori will give you the number when we come back. You're listening to Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Got my window open wide. I got my window open wide. Got a good woman by my side. Got a good woman by my side. Now this kind of day has no night. Yeah, this kind of day has no night. And I ain't got much on my mind. I ain't got much on my mind. Cause I know something good this way comes. Now watching the streets filling up. Watching the streets filling up. In the shade of the summer sun. In the shade of the summer sun. Got sweet apple pie on the stove. Got sweet apple pie on the stove. The birds, they're all flying low. The birds, they're all flying low. Cause they know something good this way comes. Yeah, something good this way comes. The trouble dog is not moving mountains, but digging the ground that you're on. If it's true that good fortune gives no change, we got just what it takes. Call it up on my coat. Yeah, call it up on my coat. Trucks are pulling it for the show. The trucks are pulling it for the show. Grasshopper jump in the road. Grasshopper jump in the road. Kids, they're all running home. The kids, they're all running home. Cause they know something good this way comes. Yeah, something good this way comes. The trouble dog is not moving mountains, but digging the ground that you're on. If it's true that good fortune gives no change, we got just what it takes. Something good this way.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The more I see, the less I know.
Call now.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. Voices of Soul is a show dedicated to assist you to receive guidance and clarity. We've been talking about our special. You can contact either one of us from our website. Definitely mention that you're a Sky listener so you can take advantage of the special, because neither one of us offer a half hour of any of our work that we do. So if you do want to take advantage of this, so you can find Jean at her website, jeanadrian.com, and myself, you can find at intuitivesoul.com. Or if you'd like, you can also take advantage of my toll-free number, which is 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. And leave a message there, and one of us will get back to you, and we'll set something up. So you can contact us on our website, or you can contact the toll-free number. And it's a little bit nicer because you can spend a whole half hour with us, and we can offer more in-depth personal information. And, yeah. So take advantage of it. It's only $75. And you do have to be a Sky listener, so just let us know that you listened on Sky. All right. So we've been talking a little bit about intimacy, relationships, soulmate or soul group. I like to refer it as a soul group because I think soulmate, there's not just one that we usually have that are coming into our lives in this life. And they don't often have anything to do with romantic, although every once in a while you do. There's lots of relationships, though, that we can definitely grow and evolve from. And sometimes they're karmic. Sometimes they're neither. I mean, sometimes you can just meet somebody that is not a karmic relationship, is not a soul group relationship, and that means you don't have any past karma with them. You don't have any, you know, you're not necessarily contracted to grow with your soul, but you will still evolve, especially if that's part of your, part of who you are and what you're here to achieve. So it's not like you won't grow in all relationships, but, you know, sometimes we actually meet somebody that's not been part of our, you know, soul contract or our karma. And so we have lots and lots of opportunities. I mean, if we want a relationship, as long as we're open and we don't have the, you know, that was another thing that we talked about in my session, was that I was hooked into the old earth, which is, you know, still very toxic and still has a lot of, you know, the old paradigms that are part of it. And I needed to get reconnected in with the new earth, which is an interesting thought all on its own, is that we get caught up in the unconscious aspects of the planet. And that can also influence, you know, where we're moving to and some of the things that are happening. So lots of things.
Absolutely.
To be aware of.
Well, how did they suggest to you to get more realigned with the new earth rather than the old earth?
Well, one of the things that is almost mandatory is to ask Archangel Michael to come in and cut you from that cord. That's one thing. And then you actually, again, they're suggesting the 30 days, so the power of the 3 times 10, for 30 days to meditate, to bring in, you know, first the divine energy, which, you know, most of us are connected with in some ways. There's times that we don't, but if you are connected, to bring in that divine energy, allow it to flow down through you, down into the grounding cord. Now, because it's been cut by Michael, and you might want to ask him to do that 3 times, you then imagine this incredible vision of what this new earth is, and the, you know, beautiful oceans that are clear, and the dolphins are playing, and, you know, the birds are singing, and the animals are walking in unison together, and the people are all holding hands in this new earth. And instead of seeing physical form, you're seeing more the light aspect of beings and their eyes, and the children are playing, and it's, you know, it is a beautiful non-toxic earth that is perfect in every way. And just to visualize that and to connect into Gaia through there, and with that, just allow your heart to just go to overflow with love for Gaia, for all that she's done, and to allow us to move into this new dimensional frequency of the new earth. And then just say you're open to receive, and then just allow that to come back up into you. And to do that, you know, it was suggested 23 times to clear out everything as it comes up. Then it flows back down like a waterfall, back down into the earth. And you allow that to happen 23 times, and then do it for 30 days. It's very powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. Since I'm getting ready to get on an airplane, I don't think I'm going to go cutting any cords that connect me to Earth right now. I think I'll wait till I get back to Atlanta.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. Right. Feels like I should wait. I like that. I really like that a lot. Both of those suggestions are, I think, very powerful and huge. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for sharing those with us.
I'll send you the link and see if you can download it and listen to it.
Okay, cool.
It's powerful.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this has been, I think we've covered a lot of ground today on the show that I know it's helped me in my quest for understanding, and hopefully it's helped some of you out there in your quest for understanding as well. Mm-hmm. And that's really, I think, the passion behind Voices of Soul for Lori and I both, is to, you know, if we can just touch one person every Monday that we're together, then, you know, it certainly makes it for me. How about you, Lori?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so this has been a really good show, and I want to thank all the listeners for being with us today, and look forward to being part of your week in 2 weeks when I'll be back with Lori on Voices of Soul, and I'm sure that we will be able to look in 2 weeks at how far we've come in intimacy.
Yes.
We'll compare notes on that one.
Absolutely. So July 8th will be our next show.
Yeah. So you're listening to Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the new Sky Radio, powered by CBS with deep love. Ciao.